This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota State University moves forward with its new Precision Agriculture Center after a groundbreaking ceremony Saturday. Stakeholders say the Raven Precision Agriculture Center will make Brookings the Silicon Valley of ag innovation. Here's SDPB's Jackie Hendry.
Precision Agriculture incorporates data analytics, GPS mapping, and other courses to help future farmers use new technology to better predict and increase yields. SDSU President Barry Dunn says Precision Ag is the future of food sustainability and production. He says the program is a marriage of the best of what the university has to offer.
This is a revolutionary period of time. This is, it'll go down as historic, and we're really proud to be right in the front of it.
SDSU is the first land-grant university in the nation to offer Precision Ag as both a major and a minor. The $46 million new facility is the result of partnerships between the university, state legislators, and private industry leaders. Lon Stroshein is Director of Corporate Development for Raven Industries. He believes investing in this facility will give Raven access to some of the best educated students in the world.
We're going to have a bigger pool of students to recruit and bring in, and we're going to give them jobs here in Brookings or in Madison or in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, but across the country and around the world, working in agriculture, and we are excited about rising that tide.
Current students helped break ground on the new center. Jonna Jorgensen is a junior precision ag and agronomy double major. She says it's exciting to be part of something that will continue impacting the school long after she's graduated.
It was revolutionizing, I think, for agriculture at SDSU. This really puts SDSU as an ag leader in the industry, which is exciting stuff being a student here.
Limited work is expected this fall, with full construction of the Raven Precision Agriculture Center set to begin in spring of 2019. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Brookings.
The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for the far west until 6 o'clock Mountain Time tomorrow morning. And there's a flood watch for Union County through Tuesday night. You're with SDPB.